Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th day of November. I'm Paul White. Thank you for joining me. It's a Saturday. Here in the United States, it's the holiday weekend of Thanksgiving, so you are perhaps right in the middle of your big four-day weekend or your holiday celebrations, and I hope that you're not wearing thin yet on those celebrations. I thought I would shift gears just a little bit today on the podcast because we're in that Thanksgiving mode here in America, and I wanted to just talk to you for a moment about how I do think that the kingdom of God on the move, on the globe, is making a difference in the world, whether we are aware of it or not. We'll get into some generalities and some specifics in a moment. Before that, I want to remind you that Sundays are the day we put a full drop on our website. We give you a big sermon. So video, audio, your podcast is the same as always. We always do this DDP, but we add a full-length sermon on Sunday. This week, it comes from our recent trip to Chapin, South Carolina, our monthly meeting there. And this is a message that combines some elements of some things we've talked about on the peripheral, takes those things and investigates them through the Bible. A little bit of a left to right chronological look at what the Bible refers to more than once as the spirit of Elijah. What does that mean? The title of the sermon is When God Sends Fire. And I give it that title for the very purpose of it being a bit jarring, because when you think of God sending fire, we instantly think of death. But because of the misappropriation of the fire in an incident in Elijah's life, we think of death in terms of people rather than death in terms of Christ. I've given you a massive hint there as to where this sermon is going to go. So you're going to want to check out When God Sends Fire, a sermon that I think will challenge some ways of thinking, but open up the possibility of an incredible revelation of the cross. And we work off of a premise. We work away from it and then back towards it. I'll not give that away. It'll be up tomorrow. When God sends fire. Since Christ introduced the kingdom of God has been on the move. But for 2,000 years, the world has had roller coasters of violence and disease and revolution, bloodshed, angst, and pain. We've had entire stretches of our history, centuries of intellectual darkness. Technological, almost the opposite of advancement, almost as if things moved in slow motion or backward for centuries. In the last 150 years, we've seen a change in the world, a change that some people would deem bad, or that there's been a slip in moralities or whatever. That might be how some people categorize it. But I think we have become more prone, particularly in this decade, in the last couple of decades. And this could be due to the proliferation of the media, the news cycle, and social media. I'm not really smart enough to know why, but we've had this increase in really focusing on the bad. We're not very good anymore at being optimistic, but we're really good at being pessimistic. And I think we're being honest. Well, I just don't want to have my head in the sand, or I don't want to be dishonest about it. I want to tell the truth the way it is, and the way it is pretty bad. But maybe the way it is isn't pretty bad. Maybe it's that we've been exposed to so much bad, we think that it's all the bad. I think when Christ died at Calvary, the kingdom of God rushed onto the scene through a resurrected man, and we should be optimistic that the world, though it goes through twists and turns and ups and downs, is transforming into the place that Christ and the prophets told us it could be. that we are heading towards a world full of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You see, I am one who does not believe that the destiny of the planet is a highway to hell, that we go down to the point of almost losing it all, and then Jesus has to come back and take care of it. If that's the case, what was the point of defeating the powers of the devil at the cross? If it just meant for a couple of millennium, he just gets beat up again. I don't think we've given the cross and the resurrection the respect it deserves. We are not on the way downward so that Christ can come and redeem everything. Christ has already redeemed everything, and we're on the way upward. Let me give you an example. I'm going to give you a few examples. I want to thank the good people at Upworthy.com for the good work they do in sending showing what is worthy of the premise that the world is on its way up. I guess is kind of why they chose such a domain name. But here's a couple of examples. Did you realize that extreme poverty rates are on a steep decline throughout the world? In 1981, 44% of the world lived in extreme poverty. That's less than $2 per person per day. By 2015, less than 10% of the world lives in extreme poverty. Did you know that far fewer people are dying in war than ever before? I know it doesn't seem that way because the news shows you every flag-draped coffin that comes off of an airplane, and it speaks of death and mayhem, and it shows people shooting guns and explosions happening. But even if you adjust for population growth, we are losing fewer people in war every since 1900, and even though we've had two world wars, since 1932, we have the fewest military personnel as a share of our population in any time in the last 90 years. Did you know that America's incarceration rate, which is, by the way, leads the world, but did you know it's the lowest it's been since 1995? Did you know that we have 65,000 plus fewer people in prison at the end of 2019 than we had just 1 year before? And that's because there's a decline in violent and property crimes. Speaking of violent crime and it dropping, even though it looks like, if you watch the news, that it's getting worse and worse and that our cities are becoming war zones, studies are showing that we are actually reversing the trend of extreme violent crime throughout the world. Reported violent crime rate in the United States has steadily went down since 1990. That's incredible. I could go on all day, and I'm not going to. That's enough. But listen, the kingdom of God is not playing catch up. It's time to reverse the trend of pessimism. It's time to be thankful that the new man on the earth, Christ, is allowed to do what the cross allowed him to do. I'm not saying we hide our heads in the sands. I'm not saying that we're ignorant to the world. But it's time to look at it through the lens not of we're someday going to have the victory, but the lens of the victory is here. It's in Christ. Let's let him have it. I just wanted to give you a positive Saturday. I'll jump back into the text where, hey, it's all positive because good news is good news. We'll jump back into the text with the Abrahamic story tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.